Dining with the In-Laws.
Oh, God.
Years ago, I was cured of doing that. I don't do that anymore. People want to be offended, fine. You want to come over to the Grease Palace Christmas Day, have Christmas dinner, that's fine. But we're not going to make a 3 or 4 day hell out of it. And I remember I got nagged into going by my ex-wife. And I had to sit there with my ex-brother-in-law, who I didn't much care for. And especially, he called up. He said, Nina, we can't wait to have you over for Christmas. You'll be able to watch the football game on my brand new TV. Y'all still watching the 19-inch? I got this massive Magnavox. I mean, this thing is huge. You can put two pictures on at the same time. Y'all ought to get a TV like that if you can afford it. And I'm thinking, oh, good. I said, we'll be there. And I banged the phone down. I got to thinking about it. Before we left for the trip, I stopped by the Magnavox dealer. And I said, you know that big TV you sell, the big with the dual picture capability? He said, yeah, can I? I said, I already got one, but I lost the remote control. Can I buy an extra remote control? He said, sure. We got it right over here. I took that remote control with me. And when the game came on Sunday, we're all sitting around our bathrobes. He says, okay, now wait till this TV kicks in. He hits the on button with his remote control. I reach inside my bathrobe, and I grab my remote control and turn it off. He said, damn, that's weird. Never happened before. He turns the TV back on. I turn it off. He gets up and raps at the side. Says, honey, you've been screwing with my TV. His wife said, no. No, I ain't touched it. He said, well, it won't stay on. So he turns it on. I let it stay on. But every time he put the channel, the game was on, I'd hit my remote control and change the channel. He'd go, what's the matter? And he'd get really frustrated because he was trying to show off to me his big fancy TV. And every time he'd do something, I'd change it. I hit the button and made four little pictures come on there. He's going, we can't watch the game with this TV, honey. I told you to keep the kids away from the TV. She came out of the kitchen and said, look, the kids ain't touched the TV. I ain't touched the TV. Nobody touched the TV. So finally, I went into a flurry. I hit every button on that remote control. It was pictures with jumping. The vertical hole was going kablooey. Finally, he threw that remote control down. He ran up. He kicked in there. He said, I hate this TV. And I hate my life. I hate this house. And he picked up an andiron from the fireplace and started busting up the place. He's going, hey, look, I hate it. I hate this house. His wife came running in. What are you doing? What are you doing? You busted up the house. He said, don't you tell me you're the reason our kids are ugly, you know. Good, lousy, fat, hot, this is the worst Christmas I've ever had in my life. And with that, he got a running start. He dove off the balcony and fell 19 floors to the ground. Splatted. Slowly lit a camel as I watched the rescue vehicle start appearing in the distance, you know. Crowd was gathering around. Yeah, I figured, what the hell? So I went back inside, and I noticed he had my Christmas present under the tree. And so I went in, I figured, what the hell? Well, everybody else was going kablooey. Let me see what the guy was going to give me. And I look, and sure enough, it was just about what I expected from that idiot. So I ran out and leaned over the balcony and threw it down at him. Right on his corpse. I hit him squarely in the back. The next day, the headline in the paper screamed, mystery death baffles investigators. Suicide victim bathed in cheap cologne.
No doubt about it. It's the Grease Man.